The question today is, what does it mean to contend for the faith? This is part number three. We've looked in Jude where it says earnestly contend for the faith. We've discussed that, what it means to earnestly contend. Of course, it means to strive for some things and against some things. And of course, it's talking about striving for the faith. But to strive for the faith, you must strive against some things. Now, the faith is really the whole body of revealed truth once delivered to the saints. And so we strive against error, we strive against temptation, we strive against our enemy. But we also strive for the faith by striving for truth, for the gospel, for the old paths. And we said also we need to strive for harmony in the home yesterday. Now I want to go a little further today, talking about what does it mean to contend for the faith. We need to strive for modesty in dress. Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9, in like manner. Now that little phrase, in like manner, goes back to verse number 8, which says, he would that all men everywhere would lift up holy hands. If men are going to lift up holy hands, they're going to be dressed in modest apparel. But then it says, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. In other words, he's saying that You ought to strive to be modest in your dress. You ought not to expose flesh to the opposite sex, especially the women, to the men, because the men can't handle that. Remember, the temptation comes, and the devil uses that. So you need to cover up yourself and properly at the top and the bottom as well. You understand that. I don't think. He says dressed in modest apparel with shamefacedness. It means there ought to be something inside you if you're saved. There is someone inside you, the Holy Ghost of God, who will cause you to blush if you had on some immodest apparel. And then it says sobriety. The word sobriety means something with common sense. And what we're looking at today, a lot of people, the way they're dressing today, claiming the name of Christ, they're not contending for the faith because of the fact that they're using grace as a license to sin, lasciviousness, like Jude spoke about in verse number 4 of Jude. Because they've got on things that's contrary to the Word of God, and it's not common sense, not sobriety. And if we're going to contend for the faith, we need to dress in modest apparel with shamefacedness. The Bible said in Philippians 1:27, he said, let your conversation be that becomes the gospel. That's the faith, in other words. Let it be that becomes. That word becometh means to add to or strengthen. In other words, the way a woman dresses, the way the man dresses, it ought to become or add to and strengthen the gospel to a lost and dying world. And that's contending for the faith. Then we ought to contend for some things because for a closer walk with the Lord. The Bible says that Enoch in chapter 5 of Genesis walked with the Lord. It says of Noah, he walked with the Lord. No one else has said that phrase about, but it's still others did walk with the Lord. But yet we can too. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse number 8, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Problem, you're not walking with the Lord, you're not drawing nigh to him. But he said he'll draw nigh to you. Now the Bible also says here in the book of John, chapter 15, verse number 4, he said, abide in me, it's what Jesus said, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Then verse 7 of the same chapter, chapter 15, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, the word abide, Jesus said abide in me. That means to walk with him in that sense. That means to draw nigh to him. But the word abide really means to have no known sin unjudged or unconfessed in your life. I'm talking about even after you're saved. And no interest into which he's not brought, no life which he cannot share. It means to take all burdens to him and draw all wisdom and life and strength from him. You need to strive for a closer walk with the Lord. That's part of contending for the faith. How do we do that? Well, we need to strive for a closer walk in his word. Psalm says this in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 105. He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Then in Psalms 119, verse number 133, he said, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. In other words, he's saying, the Word of God is something we need to strive for if we're going to have a closer walk with the Lord. We need to strive for a closer walk in His Word, but also in prayer. The Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, And thy Father that which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. In other words, we need to get alone with God. Have a closer walk with him in prayer. The Bible said, pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Pray without ceasing. That means being in the attitude of prayer. So we ought to strive for a closer walk in his word, in prayer, and in obedience. Boy, I tell you, that's missing today, in obedience. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 2 and 3, he said this. He said, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You see, when the Lord commands us something, it's not grievous. Under grace, his commandments are still there. You say, we're not under law, we're under grace. But yet, that was a problem in Jude's day. They were using the grace of God as and lasciviousness as a license to sin. And he said, you can't do that. You can't do that. And so, therefore, we need to come to the place to where that we obey what God says, having a closer walk in obedience. Bible said in John 15, verse number 14, he said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And the psalmist said, teach me to do thy will. I think sometimes people say, I don't know what the will of God is for my life, and yet they have more of the will of God already shown to them, and they are not willing to obey. If you're not willing to obey, you're not going to draw nigh to the Lord, and he'll not draw nigh to you. And as a result, you need a closer walk in obeying the word. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Old outward man's going downhill. I can tell you that by example. When we pass a certain age, it just seems like things don't work like they used to. We can't get up and go like we used to. We don't have the stamina we used to. Why? The outward man's perishing. But the inward man, he said, can be renewed day by day. May we strive to obey. In other words, what God said. Well, may we neck rein to our Lord's command. Like a quarter horse neck reins and turns on a dime, may we neck rein to the commands of our Lord and strive for a closer walk in his word, in prayer, and in obedience. Something else we need to strive for is salvation. I'm talking about justification in that sense. We need that. See, we use salvation as a really a broad word, but it really means deals with justification of the spirit, sanctification of the soul, and glorification of the body. Saved from the penalty of sin, saved from the power of sin, saved from the presence of sin. But you see, you need to strive for salvation, justification in that sense we're talking about, because I'm talking about your own salvation if you're not saved. Luke 13, 24, Jesus said this when someone asked him about being saved. He said, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. They weren't willing to strive. You got to strive. Now, that's not talking about works for salvation. It's talking about striving, straining every fiber of your body to overcome the obstacles the devil and the world and the flesh sets in front of you to keep you from getting to Jesus. So you're going to have to earnestly contend for your own salvation. And when it's done, you'll say, the Lord help me, the Lord enable me, and to him be glory. You won't brag about it. You won't talk about it, you see. But you need to strive for your own salvation if you're not saved. Bible says this in John chapter 6, verse 27. Labor not for meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Now when he said labor not for meat which perisheth, he's not talking about not working to eat. The Bible says that you're worse than an infidel if you won't provide for your own family. Man don't work, don't eat. Bible says that. So he's not talking about not working totally, but he said that's not the primary thing. So you're not laboring just to put food on the table. Your main labor is for your soul. It's hanging in the balance, headed to a lake of fire. And you need to labor for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. And then it's a paradox, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. So it's not works for salvation. It's just labor and striving to overcome the obstacles of flesh, the world, and the devil sets in front of you to keep you from being saved. You need to remember that. So you need to contend, to use earnest effort to obtain. That's what the word, one of the definition was, to use earnest efforts to obtain. That means to actively seek. It's not talking about passive seeking. Well, there ain't nothing I can do, I'll just sit down. You sit there and die and go to hell. You need to obey what God's already told you. And you know what active seeking involves? Continuing in his word. Bible said in the book of John chapter 8, verse number 31, 32, he said that to a group of people who said they believed on Jesus, and yet when he spoke to them, they said they believe. He said, if you will continue in my word, then shall you be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. He said, you've got an opportunity to be saved. You believe, but you believe with the head, not the heart. You believe with intellectual faith and seeking faith, but not saving faith. And so as a result, you must continue in his word. That means to do what he says. That goes back to being obedient, even for the saint of God. But for the lost person, you need to obey what scripture you've got. I talked to a man the other day, and he said, the series we dealt with, and we've had it on the radio broadcast just recently, but it means, I said, why can't I believe? In that, we talked about continuing in my word, Jesus said. That means what you know to do. There's some things you know is right. You know to attend church. You know to pay your tithe. Well, if you don't know that, you're a long way off from even being close to Jesus. You see, he's got to be revealed to you. And if you're resisting to obey what he's already shown you, you'll stay in that condition. You may call yourself a seeker. You may say that I'm lost, but I'm going to be saved one day. I'm going to move toward him. But if you're not willing to obey what God's already shown you, you're not willing to dress right and do those things that God's already put his finger on, then I'll tell you, you're going to remain that way. And as this man said, he said, I'll be 80 years old. If I don't obey, I'm going to stay in the same place I am and die and go to hell. And that's true. Just being a seeker is not enough. You need to be a seeker, a true seeker, but you've got to earnestly contend to obtain. And that involves continuing in his word. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12, he said, and from the days of John the Baptist unto now the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and violence take it by force. He also said this in the book of Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. In other words, you've got to press into those things. You've got to press into those things. If you don't, you're never going to get in. You've got to do that. And that's part of striving for the faith. Your salvation is striving for something. Can use earnest efforts to obtain. The songwriter said it like this, and I believe he had some understanding. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm homeward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I believe that's the song. That was Abraham's song when he left the Ur of Chaldees as a lost man. As a lost man. Bible said by faith he was called to go out of a place that he should after receive for an inheritance. He obeyed and went out not knowing whether he went. Verse 10 said, he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker's God. He was a lost man, yet he found that city. He found that promise 41 years later in Genesis 15:6, when he said he believed God and he counted it to him for righteousness. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.